no panic zone. I'm Steve Gurra. I am America's voice. Fierce and fearless, here to tell you the truth, even if it hurts. Let's be honest. I'm going to do it, whether you like it or not. It's going to hurt a bit. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Notre Dame Cathedral being rebuilt after that devastating fire we all watched a few years ago. But critics say it's becoming a shrine of woke politics. What does that mean? We'll explain. Number two, China continues to torment and threaten Taiwan. How long will it be before they decide to take the next step and attack the island nation? Well, we'll talk about that. And number three, with the emergence of the Omicron variant and the governments of the world going into complete hysteria almost immediately, you have to wonder why. And more importantly, why would so many like the Netherlands, the Czech Republic, and Israel, for example, go straight for lockdowns and quarantines? Straight to it. I mean, they went within a few days, a few hours, boom. It seems a complete panic attack by government leaders and most of their media handmaidens was completely overplayed, but hey, like Anthony Fauci, I only play a doctor on TV. But this hour, let's start with the flailing world economy and more importantly, the damage to the Christmas season that could spell the end for companies here and around the world. The Omicron panic coming less than 30 days before Christmas could wreak havoc with the economy, not just in the United States, but all over the world. So let's start with the really, really big lie. And you have to wonder, when Joe Biden tells a whopper of a lie like the one you're about to hear, if he even knows how bad things are, here he is claiming the economy is great. Record job growth. Everything is completely false. Everything he said, completely false. Listen.
Even with the pandemic, we've generated a record job creation, a record economic growth in this country. Even with the pandemic, we've generated a record job creation, a record economic growth in this country. Even with the pandemic, we've generated a record job creation, a record economic growth in this country.
Flat out lie. Absolutely false. In fact, participation by workers in the economy at its lowest level ever in my lifetime. I think it's the lowest level they've ever recorded, in fact. So how can he stand out there, well, it's a record job, this. And then they start to attack businesses again with these mandates. Now, I told you last hour, a federal judge has knocked down the mandates for 10 states when it comes to requiring healthcare workers to get vaccinated. That's out. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals knocking down the mandate for athletes in the San Diego United School District. That's the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals knocking that down. Two big losses in the last 24 hours when it comes to mandates and requirements to get the vaccination. That's out. And along the way, as they continue to try to push these things, the damage to businesses is remarkable. He sits there and mumbles about how many jobs they've created. But you walk into a restaurant, you walk into any place of business these days, say, hey, you got enough employees? No is the answer. Shortened hours, less customer service, less ability to deal with customers. That's what you'll find because the economy is doing so swimmingly well and they've created so many jobs, record-setting. Joe, take your medicine. Jill's got it. Go back to bed. You're bothering me. It's time for the adults to talk. In fact, according to a report on CBS News, out of stock. Out of stock is the new black. Yeah, out of that's the new black. Listen.
Retailers across the country have told consumers to buy early due to supply chain issues and staffing shortages. According to Adobe Analytics, hard-to-get items remain an issue for customers, with out-of-stock messages in November up 124% from pre-pandemic levels. The highest out-of-stock items are appliances, electronics, housekeeping supplies, and home and garden.
Now, I told you that. A few weeks ago, I traveled to an IKEA store. Go there from time to time, need projects, whatever, right? First item out of stock, second item out of stock, there, eight items. I didn't buy a thing that day. Everything was out of stock. There was nothing available. NBC, meanwhile, says you'd better buy it now or you won't have anything to put under the tree potentially. And they keep talking about how this is going to be the greatest spending year ever for Christmas. It might be on gift cards and gift certificates and things you can, but not on actual items. And I guess this is the great economy, according to Joe Biden. Listen.
July. Today's deepest discounts will be on clothes, electronics, but the online shopping surge may trigger Christmas chaos with delivery delays and a backlog of orders because the supply chain is in crisis. And with shipping containers backed up in ports, some big names like Gap and Target are now flying in products from overseas factories to meet holiday demand. Meanwhile, from the air to the ground, it's a mad dash to dodge delays and get those gifts out the door. The best advice for those with a must-have item on their list, buy now before it's too late.
Probably should have bought it before. I'm just going to put out there. Probably should have bought it before. Now, what's hot, Crips? here's what's hot. Not Christmas shopping, Christmas shoplifting. It's in season, especially Democrat-controlled cities across America. And it really is all part of the whole defund the police mentality, lawlessness mentality. Oh, it's just them getting paid what they deserve mentality. Mm-hmm. Listen.
We recognize that one of the characteristics of these is that these are not one or two suspects. These are multiple suspects, four, five, six, seven times.
Over the last week, multiple department stores and luxury brands targeted nationwide, like this Oakland clothing store, where 30 people ransacked hats, shoes, and clothing off the shelves. Just hours before Thanksgiving Day, police say robbers used bear spray to assault a security guard at a Canoga Park Nordstrom, five of them striking ahead of the shopping rush. Police say they made off with $25,000 worth of designer purses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's good to be out there, isn't it? It's good, good, good to be this way. All those smash-and-grab thieves. Getting ready for a lot more action, by the way, it seems. They just raided a Home Depot to get more sledgehammers and stuff. And I tell you that just because the idiots that push things like the national popular vote want us all to be like California. I don't want to be like California. All right? I think the national popular vote is roughly the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Do I trust James Madison or the people pushing national popular vote? You figure it out. By the way, here's something that won't be messed up by the supply chain. All right, I got a gift for you here. My Pure Health Solutions. You can find out more at gruberhealth.com. But My Pure Health Solutions will take $250 off through the end of the week. Through December 3rd, you can get $250 off a program. Just go to gruberhealth.com. Look, I did it. I lost a bunch of weight, feel great, kept the weight off. It's worked out. You know what it's done? It's lowered my blood pressure. It's helped me fit in better clothes. I feel better about myself. It's everything. Get off the meds. I wasn't on meds, but I don't want to be on meds. If you're on meds, maybe you can lose a couple along the way, along with weight, and save $250. All you have to do is go to gruberhealth.com right now. Gruberhealth.com right now. Check it out. Save money, feel great, and look cool like that guy. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
It's time to go in the huddle with Tim Stout.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day only at SoaringEagleCasino.com. It's not holiday season for the Michigan State football coaching staff, even though the Spartans' regular season is over and there is no appearance in the Big Ten championship game. They're all out recruiting, trying to get those final guys to sign later on in December to start building toward a better year in 2022. A 10-2 season, terrific, right, for most people, and yet Michigan State, of course, is not playing in the Big Ten championship game. The Mel Tucker contract issue is behind. Whether he loses any assistant coaches, stay tuned. A couple of guys on the transfer portal already, but now it's time to wait and prepare for a bowl game. In my estimation, either in Phoenix, Atlanta, or Orlando, we'll see. That's what's coming next.
I'm Brad Hoos, and I named my company Muskox Outdoor Apparel after a prehistoric Arctic mammal that has the most insulating fur on the planet. To honor this amazing animal, we make quality outdoor performance gear to help you live your next adventure. And like the muskox, our gear is built to last, high quality, and survives the element. For every $100 purchase, we donate $10 towards wildlife conservation. So if you're looking for the best flannels and outdoor gear around, visit gomuskox.com.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My